Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you guys up to?
Oh, little weeds, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reflux smell on your voice?
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me, like, weed, all right?
Congratulations.
And she said those words every man longs to hear. I don't like diamonds. Yeah, there are zero diamonds in the wedding band. Sure. She picked a man's wedding band, and we match.
Yeah, that's what my ex said to me, but her second marriage proves otherwise.
Chris, it's white gold, and it's got rope in
the
middle.
And you put a penis.
And it looks like a cock.
That's a nice cock. Your ring's on.
Yeah.
You got her a cock ring?
Yeah. Matching cock rings.
Matching cock rings.
One for me, one for her.
Awesome. It's a great way to start it. Nothing says I love you like a cock ring.
like matching cock rings.
Yep.
Do you think gay guys do that?
I'm sure.
I'm sure at least one.
Yeah.
Pair.
Yeah, at least one couple has gotten matching cock rings.
They get those.
Or possibly throuple.
And not those cheap ones either. The ones that vibrate that are plastic or neoprene.
Yeah.
No, you got to go for the.
You're a resident cock ring expert?
Yeah, I've done some.
Those aren't so much. A cock ring serves a specific purpose of controlling blood flow.
Yes.
Those sheaths that you put on with the, like, what is it called? Like the G-spot?
Or yeah, you're G-vibe. Talking like they put a little motor on it and it vibrates.
Right. So you're supposed to, like, vibrate her clit while you're banging her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
And it tickles you at the same time.
That's just setting wild expectations that you can't live up to without that without that equipment.
If it's not working, it's, you know, failed game.
Right. I'm thinking, you know, if you're not on your complete A game, she's going to be like, just get off me and hand me the vibrator.
Just give me the ring. She's in the room by herself with the ring.
Or that too. Yeah. Because, like, you know, you're in and out. Right. So it's like. Or, you know, at my age. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Hey, you got to be careful with the heart rate, right? Yeah. You can't get too excited.
Yeah.
unless you do, unless you park it. Yeah. Like, who is it? Whose method was it? Oh, the Wango Tango. That's, if you do the Ted Nugent method and you just park it in her.
Yeah, just park it. Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah. I think that's actually the whole idea, you know.
I don't know. It seems like if you're going to use the vibrational aspect of it, you want to have some consistent contact, right?
Again, I'm not trying to set that expectation. I don't vibrate.
Yeah. But you could. There's technology.
Plus, how good is a fit going to be? I mean, what are they, one size fits all?
Yeah.
Or?
Listen, robots are going to replace enough of our jobs.
So it's got some elastic to it.
Yeah, it's like a scrunchie, really. Yeah.
Machinery's going to replace enough
of
our jobs.
That's got to be a sweet spot. Oh, like some dudes, I mean, maybe it will actually act like a cock ring for some dudes because it's like actually pinching it off.
Right. Yeah, if there's guys that are, you know, bigger girth, obviously the fit will be a lot snugger and might actually cut circulation off to it at one point.
So. I'm old-fashioned when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
I don't mind toys, but I don't need technology.
Right. Makes sense.
With a partner, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're talking...
By yourself, technology's in play. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I've seen Westworld.
Yeah.
Yes. When I'm running solo, I'll take all the technology help I can get.
I don't know. Technology helped me out a couple
times.
Some
say haptic feedback's better than love.
Science scares the shit out of me, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've had that scary moment when the ex was like, hey, why don't you try some of this Viagra? We'll have some fun. I was like, sure, why not? It lasted for 6.5 hours.
You were supposed to call the doctor.
No, you just had more sex.
4.5 hours.
Yeah. It was all right. We just had a lot of sex.
I'd say it was about half that. I've taken it a few times. You know, for sport.
It helps.
Oh, it definitely does something. Like, it works. But yeah, it was about 3 hours. Mm. But I didn't feel like it wasn't like 3 hours of just like rock hard turning purple.
No, definitely not that. I mean, you're ready to go, at moment's notice.
Right, right.
Yeah. What are y'all doing in here?
Do we get out of here? You don't want no part of this shit.
What is it?
It's medication for erectile dysfunction. It gives you a boner. Not to be used if you have a pre-existing heart condition.
What is this, from SNL?
Oh, from Dewey Cox. That Ride Harder.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But you know what, Sam?
He always comes in the room.
Is that Tim Meadows?
Yeah. And Tim Meadows' character is always doing some drug.
Get out of here. You don't want no part of it.
Yeah, it's actually a bit throughout the entire movie.
Right, I forgot about that because they're making a playoff of like Johnny Cash getting introduced to drugs.
And you never paid for drugs.
Yeah.
Not once.
Not once.
Tim Meadows, the running gag in the movie is Tim Meadows is always trying to get him to do drugs.
Right. But in that way where he's like, no, you can't handle this.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Dewey.
This is great.
What are y'all doing in here?
We're smoking reefer. And you don't want no part of this shit.
You're smoking reefers?
Yeah, of course we are.
Reefers and reefers?
No, Sam. I can't.
Come on, Dewey. Join the party.
No, Dewey. You don't want this. Get out of here.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
Well, I'll get addicted to it or something?
It's not habit forming.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not going to make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better.
Sounds kind of expensive.
It's the cheapest drug there is. You don't want it.
I think I kind of want it.
Okay, but just this once. Come on in.
I love that.
What do I do?
Like this.
I love that he got that much off of that. Just that.
Right.
Which nobody really would. Oh, yeah.
Get out of here, Dewey.
What are y'all doing in here?
Somebody made a super
it's
cut.
It's called cocaine. And you don't want no part of this shit.
Cocaine? What's it do?
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
Get out of here, Dewey. You don't want no part of this shit.
What y'all doing in here?
We doing pills, uppers and downers. They're the logical next step for you.
I want some of that shit.
It's the next logical step for you.
Fuck you, Dewey!
Yeah, fuck you, Dewey. In 20 years, not once have you thrown a woman my way. You don't think we like cheating on our wives, too?
And you never once paid for drugs.
Not once. You pay that chimp more than you pay us. I had to borrow from the chimp to get a mortgage on my house.
And those stupid Siamese glass cats you get us every year for Christmas. I don't want any more Siamese glass cats.
The Siamese cat is a symbol of nobility in ancient Egypt.
Fuck nobility.
Fuck ancient Egypt. Fuck cats.
And you never paid for drugs.
Yeah. Not once. You slept with my wife.
You slept with me too. And I've had confused feelings about that for 10 years now. And you never once paid for drugs.
Yeah.
Not once.
You're
on your own, Dewey Cox.
We're leaving.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
That's worth
another watching, definitely. I forgot how funny that shit was.
It is a great movie. Great cast. Way, way underrated.
Did you guys watch horror films?
Yes.
Like back in the day, horror films. Even shit that was made before you were born.
Yes, but he's a scaredy cat. I know that.
Yeah. Not even when you were a kid, like creature feature. And then we used to have the creature feature.
Right? I know those.
Best you're getting out of me as a kid is Gremlins.
Like we're out of, we don't have regional television anymore outside of news.
Although I remember I went through a phase when I was in like fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the movies, but we had like these.
Peeked at the spine of the VHS and was like, it's scary. Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
But we had these movies.
Like looking from behind his fingers.
Right.
We had these books in our school library that was like a series that was kind of like a little kind of a book about the movie of all of the classics. So like Creature of the Black Lagoon,
Frankenstein, Wolfman.
Was it like novelized or Bela was it just like
Dracula? Not.
Was it like a Wikipedia page in a book, basically? Cliff notes,
kind of like that. But it gave illustrated. You background. It told you about the plot of the movie, but it also gave you background about the movie, the actors, how the movie was made.
Oh, okay. So it was very specific to like that classic movie, not just like werewolf movies or sea creature movies.
No, it was actually about like those actual movies. Like, right. Yeah, like I learned all about Lon Chaney and Boris Karloff.
Right.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah, like I said, didn't see them, read all those books about all those movies.
You should really see those movies.
Those movies are never scary.
No, not at all.
Well, it wasn't because I was scared. It was just like, hey, this looks interesting.
Yeah.
But just what gets me is blood. I can't do blood. I can't.
No, right. I'm with you on the interesting part. I don't know if I would find it interesting if I hadn't watched any of the movies.
Yeah.
Right? If I hadn't seen Creature from the Black Lagoon, I don't know that I would read about it.
Right.
Not even read an adaptation of it, just like read about the film. But I don't know. Yeah. I guess that is why I like listening to a lot of stuff on public radio where they're, you know, doing stories or exposés on something that I know nothing about.
Yeah.
Oh, like BBC does a series called Seriously and they just pick a random topic and sometimes it's related to science or language, or it's just people's stories about similar situations, or it's just kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear shit that you know absolutely zero about, but realize that there's a kind of a whole world there that you don't know.
Right.
You know, the same way I've always been kind of fascinated by,
information dump about
like
something.
Jargon. Like, you know, you'd have like, pirates talked a certain way, and guys who had CBs talked a certain way, and guys that played baseball had like lingo,
right?
Certain terms. I love finding out those things. Makes you feel like you're part of some inside secret.
Yeah,
some secret society.
Right. Certain speeches, you know, a way to do it.
Just like the deep state probably has their own code language.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
Like stuff like Creature Feature, and well, I guess I'm sure there are lots of other people use that little rhyme, that was specific to like the Detroit area,
right? Or like grindhouse term, the term grindhouse where they do like B-rated horror films and stuff.
Making into
so that was
count
like
scary territory.
That's what I was. That's what I was trying to remember. Who Count Scary was the guy who would host. So you didn't have like. I don't know. I guess there are still regional television programs. Most things are syndicated nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I was a kid. But you'd still have the local host of the horror films.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, there was another one that I used to hear about, the Ghoul.
Yes. Ghoul, he was out of Cleveland.
Yeah, he was pretty.
Is that where he was from?
Yeah, I remember Count Scary, the Ghoul. Remember, Elvira was a big one.
I need a little refresher, I think. I don't remember what the Count Scary looked like.
Oh, if our monitor was working, you'd be seeing the intro to his old show right now.
This is it?
It's the Count Scary Halloween Party, brought to you by McDonald's.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I watched that as a kid, his special, when he had them.
A complete set of 14 different Mattels Hot Wheels cars for just 59 cents each with any purchase while supplies last. I'm having a little problem with that scary mobile, but don't start without...
We're having a problem with our scary mobile.
Yeah, we can.
He sounds like Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's funny that you say I never put the two together.
There you go.
His car broke down. He's yelling at somebody.
Classic. Was it a Netzel? Some sort of old school car.
Yeah, when was this intro? This had to be like...
It's about 1983.
Yeah, I was going to say early 80s.
I think it was... No, maybe. Oh, yeah. No, there's a newer car. Linkin Park, that's where I grew up.
Tasty.
Is this like...
Oh, Jesus.
Bob Seger's cousin? Or is this an actual Bob Seger song?
Count Seger?
I think this is a Bob Seger song. Yeah.
Was that Seger. Him? Was that him picking himself up in
yes.
that Corvette?
Yes. It's why.
To drop him around the corner?
Yeah, he couldn't stand himself.
Tenth and what?
Now he's hitchhiking. This is still the intro?
Yeah. This is how you burn time on local TV.
It's in 1983, WDIV, Channel 4.
They didn't play. No, he's getting picked up by the police.
Oh, good thing he's white.
He's really white. Kid in so the back.
Ferndale said on his...
That's not how you arrest somebody.
On his jacket said Ferndale Police Department.
Yeah. And he's miming now. I'm kind of scared.
Oh.
No hitchhiking.
By ordinance.
Wah, wah, wah. He gives him the... Cop gives him the Y-I-Ada.
Yeah, no, it's just Ferndale.
Yeah. I can't believe this is the whole fucking intro. They're like, we're just going to play a Bob Seger song while I'm... Are you sure this wasn't like a one-off skit?
It might have been.
Like, there's no credits. Anyway, I would have changed Jan Wong. No, I probably would have watched this. My kids would have changed.
Oh, they're doing the crazy sped up running now.
Well, now they're in Detroit.
Like Benny Hill.
It's the old Detroit car.
I was talking to Rich from Unregimented here on Christopher Media. And
Saturdays.
Oh, wait. Hey, what happened there? VHS got stretched.
Yep.
And I was asking if you remembered the Friendly Giant. Guy had, he lived in a castle and he would tell stories and he had puppets that would talk to him and shit.
Oh, look at this guy. He's smoking inside?
I pulled up the intro on YouTube and like the slow push into the castle while the drawbridge comes down. Then the double doors open real slow while this really slow. I'm like, there's no way any kid these days would watch that. I was fucking bored out of my mind just watching that 20-second intro before he even says anything. Now it's just got to be like instant, you know, guitar and drum soundtrack and logo.
Gary, yeah. Mr. Gary, set him out, Mr.
And then, and
to the left.
Plus we just skip over him anyway.
Mr. Gary.
I am cheesed. I tell you, I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the vampires. I get the no respect around this WDIV. I'm hosting the biggest scary show in the history of the world. My big Halloween special, and I can't even get into the stupid studio. First, listen to this.
My
scary mobile won't work anymore. Just
he's a vampire.
It fell
to so that's the bait.
That's how you talk.
He's like, in the last show,
like a
it's
vampire from the Bronx.
I have to say, at the time it hit the ground, it was going 43 miles.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Yes,
this it's ever gone. Oh, also, scary fans.
Hey.
That stupid...
I'm changing into a bat. I'm flying away over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Me in the studio. I hate that guy. I tell you, I get so angry.
Mr. Scary. Easy, sir. Easy, sir. Mr. Scary, why don't you...
It's amazing. This isn't still around.
Is that the set? Or
start
he's got the...
show? Start the show!
Dude, they made that set like 10 minutes before they started filming.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. There
it's hung up some balloons.
They had the backdrop from last year, probably.
It's just a poster and a ghost hanging and some balloons. Mm-hmm. A moon.
No, one ghost apparently is
and it's
suicide.
Chair. One of those director chairs that has your name on the back, but it's facing forward and has
See,
the name on the
scary.
Front for no reason.
Yes.
By the way,
Casey forgets where he needs to sit.
And
that one ghost on the left looks like he's committed suicide.
It'll be
so. Oh, there is two.
Pensandra.
Yeah, you're supposed to hang the ghost from like the top of
there. Yeah, that ghost looks like he's giving up.
Like,
sit down.
I didn't say that you just wrapped a sheet around a balloon.
It's Michael Hutchins of ghosts.
Oh, I'm so scary.
It's Michael Hutchins' ghost.
Yeah.
Look at that. My scary.
14 years before he's died.
Your keister over here. So I'll do that.
All right. Well, this sucks.
It was good when I was a kid. I enjoyed it at least.
Yeah.
Well, you enjoyed TV, and that's what
I enjoyed
on,
that.
And it was yeah. then that's what was on TV.
No,
that's
true. I really enjoyed that. Because I enjoyed anything around Halloween more than normal.
I was more of a Godzilla man myself. The kaiju, Ultraman, Godzilla, Mothra, Gamera, the whole gang. Although those. See, like, this shit would play, what, Saturday night?
I think it was only one night a year they did that. It was on Halloween. Oh,
this, yeah, the Count Scary yeah. Halloween special, but they did creature features, right?
Yeah, I remember those on TV. It was like Saturdays late. Late? Yeah, super late for when I remember.
Because I used to have to stay up until like 1, 2 in the morning and they would play fucking
yeah.
The good Godzilla shit.
Oh, okay.
So Count Scary didn't host a weekly show.
Right.
Right. That was just a Halloween special. I thought the Ghoul hosted like a weekly thing, right?
I believe it was a weekly thing, yeah.
Had that Cleveland money.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. WGN TV. WGN Chicago was the creature features.
Was that Channel 20?
No.
It's out of Chicago.
Oh.
WGN.
Yeah, I missed the Chicago part. Oh, WGN, yeah.
Wow, look at that.
No, I think I used to get this because I used to watch this shit.
What the?
WGN was on cable first. You could watch it.
I didn't have cable. I would have watched this on a black and white TV with no cable.
Oh, wow.
I totally remember this intro. There's the werewolf.
Renfield.
See, maybe it's just the nostalgia. This is scarier. This is 10 times scarier than anything that I've seen, like, since Saw.
Yeah.
I was phrasing that wrong. I did not like Saw, and I don't like a lot of the movies that came after Saw. I see that as a kind of tipping point for horror films.
Shit, I say anything after the 80s sucked.
Where they just started going downhill. It was all like, well, we're kind of out of ideas, but a lot of makeup, a lot of flashing lights and a creepy song sung by a girl.
Hmm.
And then somebody will come out of the wall.
Right. Hey, look at that.
Dude, I love that.
What that is the background on my computer.
Dude, the creature feature, that's where it was at. That's what I remember.
I like that horn too.
They're playing this like music some is hip, man.
Yeah.
It's out of sight.
Yeah, I like that. Like some lounge music almost.
It totally is. Like there should be some girl with tassels on her nipples dancing around while we're having martinis.
Yeah. Ah, all full, like double breasted suits.
Oh, I think this is the same one.
Way better audio on the
Dude, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's totally like David Lynch.
Yeah.
Or I should say, what's the guy he does most of his music with for like Twin Peaks? He's a very Italian name. I forget what it is.
Oh,
I think somebody dubbed this one.
No, they had someone put music over the video.
Like a spaghetti western you're almost talking.
I think they've maybe found the original music and dubbed it in,
yeah.
Sounds like. Because it
didn't
was
have
really
that speaking
buried.
Part, you know?
Right. The music's really buried in the original intro. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
I like that track.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of Calexico, like the way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It totally does. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, Rob. Also, that if some hip hop act like, I can see like the RZA sampling that shit or somebody Wu Tang related.
Another nice.
Actually, I don't even care if they have. I'm gonna do that.
Like, what?
Beat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll make a segment for that. We'll have a creepy segment.
Creature feature.
Sure, why not?
Show.
We drive around in a windowless van. Oh, wait. Wrong kind of creepy.
No, we're not that creep.
I dig the look of that. I dig the music and everything. Didn't get like super freaked out by the movies. Didn't get really into it. I was more into like Poltergeist freaked me out.
Yeah.
Like ghost stories and mind fuck stories, like The Incredible Shrinking Man.
Yeah, those are good ones too. Children of the Corn was a good one for me, the original.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed that one back in the day.
That one really stuck with me. What was the other one? Lost Boys. That's an 80s flick that
that's
stuck classic. With me. That Kiefer Sutherland scared the shit out of me as a kid.
President Kirkman?
Yeah.
That's one that I've gone back to, and I feel like a lot of it's still going to stand up if I watched it now.
I've watched it as well recently, but
how
it's kind of hokey in some respects. Well, but watching it again versus watching it for the first time, yeah, you're not ready for those jump scares.
In the moment, you're used to high collars and big hair and these movies where they took themselves way too seriously.
Right.
I mean, you had already bought tickets multiple times to see The Karate Kid at this point and bought into that. Like, all they're doing is taking that same story and saying, but they're vampires.
Right.
They've got their own creepy dojo that they hang out. They do bad things.
Actually, I'd go see that
one. They hurt people.
The creepy dojo. But another one was Fright Night. That was another one that really scared
me. Is that a Stephen King story? Was Fright Night?
It might have been. I would say, let me look it up here. The original, they made a remake of it like not too long ago. 85. And Tom Holland, not to be confused with Tom Holland, the Spider-Man of now.
Like, here's what's going on. Now we jumped into post 2000 horror flicks.
Yeah, now we're into the try to fuck with your brain type shit.
This just makes me roll my eyes. Speaking of eyes, like, okay, so if I had a creature feature intro already worked out, I would have played it, but we've already heard the song a couple times now.
Yeah.
So we'll just go ahead and do the feature, which is, I don't know if you guys have read this story about the woman who had, give it away. Do you guys hear that?
No. I mean, I could hear something, but
I read this story.
14. 14.
Ah. Yeah.
Worms.
Tell Rob about this.
14 worms in.
Right?
Do you know this one?
Yeah, I heard something about it. I didn't read the story. I didn't see any pictures because that scares the shit.
I was reading a somebody typing out a Google search.
Yeah. I was looking at the keywords popping up down below.
Or phrases.
All eyes on me for sure.
Now, I can't see it. Like, do you guys see the picture of it?
I saw a picture.
Where she's, like, lifting up her eyelid, and then there's a circle.
Yeah. Is there a video? I'm one of those people that doesn't get squeamish.
There's a bunch of video of them just, like, talking shit. Like, there's plenty of people doing news stories about it. There's only one photograph that I could find of the actual worm in her eye, and I couldn't see the fucking worm.
I'm looking right now. I just typed it into YouTube.
Did you see the worm? Did you look at it, Chris?
Nope.
You didn't even
want to.
Here's one of 5 years ago where this person pulls out a 19-centimeter long worm from a man's eye.
Come on now. Yeah, but that happened in India, right?
Yeah, that's in India.
How did I know?
Yep.
Did I know? Did it really?
Yeah, India video.
See?
What Mandori. The
fuck? It's not racist if it's true.
Well, it's not a thing of race. It's not, I mean, you look at the way their, you know, cities are. There's
also,
a lot
if
of
you
garbage.
Told me the man with the world's largest recorded blackhead
probably
was,
there too.
Was lanced, I'd be like, that's India, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're not the billow of health over there.
No,
I'm not going to lie.
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is that if I told you that a man has the longest fingernails in the world and they grow down to the ground and curl around, you'd say India, right?
Yes.
But they have something with, like, extremes. Like, it's some kind of body horror fascination.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
I was going off.
Now
sanitation.
I'm being racist. I don't know. Can you see the worm, Rob? It's a transparent worm, apparently.
She got it from cows.
Man.
Wait
a minute. She got it. No, cows get worms in their eyes from flies that eat their eye goo. Right. So cows get that goopy shit around their eyes. Flies come by and eat it. Leave some worms. The worms hang out, eat, and I guess just die or whatever, or you just have worms forever. They're transparent, which is evolution in action, because if they were not transparent, they would block the eyesight and the cow would not be able to function properly and probably die off and less likely to pass off. Less likely to have a long life, I should say. And not and make more cows susceptible to eye worms.
That's so crazy.
But how do they, I mean, there's flies that carry around transparent worms. I guess it could just land on a human's eye, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess because she's a farmer.
Oh.
She was around her. She was in the
right.
in her field of so cattle, they, and they're saying they're blaming a fly.
Right.
In Southern Oregon.
And this makes sense on a kind of practical level, right? It's not like a disease jumping over from like chickens to people, which does happen.
Right.
But this is more understandable. It's a more direct one-to-one relationship of like, she's got eyes and she's hanging out with cows and they have eyes. Maybe she has a lot of eye goo.
Yeah. Clean your eyes. Take a shower.
Gross.
Gross, yeah.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.